This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it sure sounds like a big event coming soon to the Albany area. And we've got Josh on with us this morning, Josh Hill, to talk about this special event. Josh, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
So, Big Hill Jam, tell us about it.
So the Big Hill Jam, it started out at my parents' property in Yoncalla, Oregon. It kind of wanted to get all these really good dirt bike riders together, and Monster Energy was a sponsor of the event, and we just brought the best guys in the region out and just shredded up the side of the hillside down there in Yoncalla and built jumps everywhere and started to gain traction. We did our first live event in 2021, and we've pretty much sold out every single event that we've done. So this year we've moved to a bigger venue down in Albany, Oregon. So we're going to have some of the best guys in the world on dirt bikes. We've got X Games gold medalist, Supercross champions, multiple household names in the motocross industry showing up here and doing flips and racing and big whips and pit bikes and amateur motocross, just a big fun weekend for a lot of people on two wheels.
Yeah, I was looking at the Big Hill Jam website here, and I mean, this track looks incredible, and I've got to say that I would be nervous even attempting. I mean, I barely could ride a motorcycle. I would be nervous doing this, but I imagine you've probably been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I started riding when I was 3 years old. My dad rode, and it's just been life. I mean, some of my earliest memories have been on a motorcycle. So it's really just been my life. I love it. I'm super passionate about it. Me and my brother grew up in the Douglas County area and chased our dreams all over the world, racing Supercross, X Games, all that kind of stuff. So this is kind of a coming home party for us. We try to get all the best guys in the world that we can that are available to come hang out, have a good time, and you know, mingle with the Oregon motocross crowd.
What is that feeling like when you go up on a jump and you're way up in the air, and there's that period of time, which is not as long as it seems like, before you start heading back down? How does that feel?
Well, if you're aimed up just perfectly for the landing, and it's going to be smooth, it's about the best feeling in the world. If you're sailing past the landing or you didn't quite make it there, it's a bit of a panic. You know, you get into survival mode and use all the tricks and tools that you've learned over the course of riding dirt bikes to figure out how to land that thing safely and stay on two wheels.
And what about the age range of the competitors in this? How old are these folks?
So on the amateur day on Sunday, we can have riders as young as 4 on the 50cc and the little electric dirt bikes. So there's a 4 to 6 class, I believe, 4 to 6 years old, and then all the way up to a 60-plus vet class. So we mix in the amateur motocross that would normally happen at Albany Motorsports Park, and then we just are doing a couple breaks throughout the day on a time schedule to let the pros race and put on a show in front of the crowd.
So if people go up there, is this all day? And we should probably mention this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is it all day, all 3 days?
Yeah, it's all 3 days. Friday, we start out with the Faster Minis 110 Supercross, which is pit bike racing. Think grown adults on kids' bikes. But we got a $5,000 prize purse for the winner of that. And then on Saturday, we're going to have the best whip competition with some of the best riders in the entire world at this category of whipping a motorcycle. And if you don't know what that is, you turn the bike upside down and backwards and then swing it back forwards and land on two wheels. So basically like doing a 360, but you stop the rotation halfway through and get your bike as twisted up as you can and then bring it straight. And so we're going to have X Games gold medalist from last year, X Games silver medalist from this year, and just some of the best riders in the world at that. And then on Sunday, we're going to have our motocross races, more of a traditional day at the track out here.
You were just explaining that. How do you learn these techniques? And how do you learn and not epic fail in the process?
It's a lot of trial and error. Some people are luckier than others, and then, you know, some people have to learn the hard way. But, you know, this sport is, you know, it is dangerous. You know, you can get hurt doing what we do, but we do our best to slow the courses down. We try to, you know, the safety gear that we all use when we're doing this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of thought goes into safety, and we have a, you know, it's as dangerous as it seems. We have yet to, you know, knock on wood, send anybody out in the ambulance.
Well, if people want to go up and check this out, talk about the ticket options.
So you just go to bighilljam.com, and we got all the ticket options there. You're able to camp here all weekend long. Those camping passes are available. But, yeah, just get your general admission passes at bighilljam.com and, you know, come meet some of these guys. It's one of the only opportunities in Oregon that you're going to get to meet some of these, you know, world-renowned dirt bikers.
This Albany Motorsports Park looks like quite a facility.
Yeah, it's been here for years. I mean, I was pretty much raised at this track, so it's so exciting to come back to it. They've had motocross races since the 70s or 80s, and you know, sand drags, and the Leach is the family that owns this facility. They're just amazing people, and I think just a really solid staple in the community here.
Now, you mentioned camping as an option. What about food and beverages during the day? What's available there?
Yeah, so we're going to have multiple food vendors here. We've got seafood, tacos, breakfast burritos. I mean, pretty much anything that you're craving, we're going to have it. We got acai bowls, coffee. The Snack Shack here is pretty famous for their hamburgers. I mean, I know some people that will just stop in, not even riding, just to get a hamburger here when it's open. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. Backside Brewing is going to be out here if you know, serving beer. And then we also have Monster Energy is going to be sampling drinks, and also The Beast, Monster Energy's new alcoholic beverage company, will be here as well.
Wow, a big amount of events and a fun weekend for 2025 Big Hill Jam at Albany Motorsports Park, Friday through Sunday. If somebody has never come to check this out before and is looking for kind of a new adventure, what would you say to encourage them to at least give it a shot?
Well, I mean, motorcycles are pretty awe-inspiring, just, you know, even at an amateur level, but when you see the way that these guys that will be here can ride, and how meticulous and dialed in they are, and how close they are to disaster, but are still able to wrangle it back in and make it look stylish. And there's a lot to learn here, and it's definitely going to be an exciting weekend. It's something that happens once a year. So if you're interested in it, definitely come out. It's not a weekend you want to miss. And we have live music Saturday and Friday as well.
All right, Big Hill Jam Friday through Sunday up at Albany Motorsports Park. Wow, looks like quite the adventure. Josh Hill on with us. Josh, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.